Just one small correction. The name of the anthology that I co-authored with L.A. Balkin and Barbara Smith is Yours in Struggle, the three feminist perspectives on anti-Semitism and racism. I have a few remarks before I read what I want to read. The gay bar that I went to in 1975 when I was first coming out as a lesbian was called The Other Side. It was an old warehouse on Russell Street in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and was, in fact, located on the other side of the tracks. When I went with my friends, we'd stand in a clump in the narrow door, then squeeze, a very awkward entrance, through a passage between a cigarette machine and the counter where we paid our money and someone stamped our hands with a blacklight ink. No matter how many or how few people were in the bar, everyone always turned around to see who had come in. It took me a while to understand that everybody always looked because this time the entrance could be the sheriff or the CID, the military police from Fort Bragg, come on another raid to check IDs to arrest queers. The entrance was deliberately narrow so that it could be easily blocked by one person while we all ran out the big double door of the next room. I was never arrested in a raid on that bar or any other. Judgment on me as a lesbian came down in another place in my life when I was told that I was not fit under the general statutes of the state, not fit under the sodomy law, to be both a lover of women and the mother of my two sons. The poems of Crime Against Nature are a reconciliation of these ways of loving as a mother, as a lesbian, are a reconciliation of a contradiction that I do not accept, that I have defied in my life and in my writing. It is very curious and hard to comprehend that I am here tonight in a room where no one watches the doors to accept an award that judges have granted for poems that at times I was not sure I would survive to write, for poems about being judged in the most bitter, soul-destroying way by my family, my husband, by the law, by the world, for being a lesbian. I feel this contradiction especially when I place this award against the fact that I am still potentially a felon under the sodomy law of the District of Columbia where I live, and under sodomy laws in 25 states in the U.S. I feel the contradiction between this award and my knowledge, our knowledge, of those women who are still losing their children because they are lesbians, of those of us losing jobs, housing, or families, or being physically attacked or raped because we are still queers to the world. I feel the contradiction when I think of those who are living and dying with AIDS because of discrimination against a despised sexual minority. However, the poems are also about holding on, living through, and continuing to love. And so I hope that this is also what this night is about. I thank my sons, Ransom Weaver and Ben Weaver, for being here with me tonight and for holding on to me with their love for all those years. I especially thank my lover, Joan E. Byron, and my friends, Ellie Balkin, Nanette Gartrell, and Dee Mossbacher, for their love and support of my work, and my publisher, Nancy Berriano, for her energetic confidence in my work. I would not have begun to live as a lesbian or have survived to write these poems without the women's liberation movement or the gay and lesbian movement. Many of the people who made the political and cultural realities that helped me survive are here tonight. Women who've excavated and saved the facts of lesbian history, women who've written the poems and the stories, taken the photographs, edited the magazines, newspapers, and journals, taped the radio shows, run the bookstores, begun the women's studies programs and gay studies programs, which have created a place for lesbians to live and think and flourish. Women who have organized to get homosexual removed from psychiatry's list of mental illnesses, who've organized to get better health care for gay men and lesbians, who fought legal battles for gay rights, for lesbian custody of our children, women who've worked on what it means to live as a lesbian without blunting the joy and terror of that life with drugs or alcohol, who've worked to know how we can heal from the sexual abuse that many women, most girls, experience in our lives. Women who've defiantly explored the erotic truths of what it means to be a lesbian. Women who've searchingly explored what it means to be a lesbian and Native American, Jewish, African American, to be lesbian and to be poor, to be lesbian and to oppose U.S. policies of domination in the rest of the world, to be lesbian in the complex matrix of our lives. These are women whose work has sustained us all, whether we know it or not. For myself, I thank you. It makes me very happy that we are here together tonight. The only other award I've ever received for my poetry was over 20 years ago, before I was married, before my sons were born, $100 for a little poem called The Shell. At the time, all around me in Alabama and in the South, a revolution was underway. All around, black people and some white people were giving their lives, being blown up, shotgunned, set upon with dogs, for asking for the simplest needs of human life. But I was oblivious to all this. I was a scholar and a poet. A sorority sister said to me, I should take the prize money for my poem and buy something that would be a good investment. So I used my $100 to buy a string of pearls, which lies now unworn for many years in my bureau drawer. So it gives me much satisfaction to be able to say tonight that when I began to live as a lesbian, what I needed to know to survive my own despisal and do my own work was that there were roots for me, that those roots lay in something I didn't understand then, that those roots were in those who came before me, the Black Civil Rights Movement, the Women's Liberation Movement, a gay and lesbian past. It gives me great satisfaction to be able to say that this time I'm returning my award money to my community and to movements that nourish all of us, specifically to the Sexual Minority Youth Assistance League, SMILE, in my hometown of Washington, to Kitchen Table Women of Color Press, one of whose founders, Barbara Smith, is here tonight, to Sisters in South Africa, a self-help organization for women living under apartheid, and to the second Encuentro of Latin American and Caribbean Lesbians, which will convene in 1990 in Peru. Finally, I would like to thank the judges for the Lamont selection, for having read my poems and having honored, in the largest sense, what the poems are. And I thank the Academy for materially supporting the publication of the poems. I hope when they go out into the world that those who read the book will not do so as mere observers, but as readers who see that they live with the poems in a larger political and historical context. I hope the poems will somehow move each reader to act to end the ways in which we are all divided, self from self, self from life, self from our human loves.